Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Up next on Off Script.
Hey, we think we might, we're on to a ending catchphrase, kind of. We have to perfect it.
I remember you telling me it and I can't remember what it was, so.
This book's been off script.
Oh, yeah. I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we're organized.
Always. We're professionals.
Yes. Oh, did I say we're doing the Da Vinci Code? Season 2, episode 20.
I don't think you said what we were doing, but I also really can't remember anymore. Woo, we're doing the Da Vinci Code, guys.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Da Vinci Code. A murder inside the Louvre and... Oh, okay. I was like, what the heck? That doesn't make sense. Okay, a murder inside the Louvre and the clues in the Da Vinci paintings lead to the discovery of a religious mystery protected by a secret society for 2,000 years, which could shake the foundations of Christianity.
What?
Wow.
Initial thoughts.
This is my least favorite one that we have done. Like, I would rather read and watch Carrie again. Yes.
Hey, this is your Marley and Me.
All right, it's time for Allie's Super Fun Facts. Okay, boom.
I should just leave it like that this time.
You should. All right, go.
Okay.
Let's keep going. Okay, let's begin. How do you say it?
Saunier.
Saunier.
Is how I say it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how they said it. Saunier. Yeah. Comes running in and takes a famous painting off the wall, which causes the lock-in gates to activate. So, like, he got locked in the...
Yep. In the Louvre.
Yep. Silas comes and shoots him through the gate. We don't know it's Silas yet, but...
Yes. It's the ghost. How bad would Silas feel? Yeah. I mean, kind of good that he didn't kill him right off the bat, because he needed the information he left behind, too. But...
But it's like, this is... Why bad guys are stupid.
Yeah.
Why don't they just finish the job?
Yeah.
Like, why? Every time a bad guy fails in a movie, it's because they're like, ha ha ha, and they think they're better than the good guy, and the good guy comes and wins.
Well, his problem at this point was his faith in God is what stopped him. So he was like, okay, I should probably... I gotta go atone for my stuff that I've just done. I'll leave you.
So God, let get him in the suffer way to die instead of just ending his pain. Like, okay, good one.
I wish the whole book talks about Silas having red eyes, and so I really wanted him to have red eyes in the movie, but instead they just had him have white eyes. And I'm like, I get it, it's because he's albino, but like, how creepy. Like, I wanted to see a creepy man, not like just an albino dude. Like, then his whole backstory makes sense, why he was beating everything.
Yep.
The other thing that I did not like that the movie did, I like in the book that when Silas is asking for the secret, all we know is that Saunier lied. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you what he said. All it says is that he said what he knew he had to say because it was the lie that they had all trained to say. Nothing else. In the movie, Saunier just goes, "It lies beneath the rose."
Well, I mean,
I get why they did it.
They really can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For BookTales!